Contentment by Mitchell Akin. When I was a teenager, I became unwell. Given a diagnosis of chronic fatigue syndrome, I was soon so tired and sick that I could barely manage any part of a normal life. As the months turned to years, I watched my entire life fall apart due to a condition with no known cause or cure and seemingly no hope of recovery. What is a person supposed to do when life is like that? Why did God not want me to be happy? The world tells us that the goal of life is to be happy and that happiness comes from things we have and things we do, but it offers no good answers to those who are denied the chance to have and do. In Philippians 4, verses 11 and 12, Paul writes, "I am not complaining about having too little. I have learned to be satisfied with whatever I have. I know what it is to be poor or to have plenty, and I have lived under all kinds of conditions. I know what it means to be full or to be hungry, and to have too much or too little." Paul is saying something quite different. You can be content right where you are, even if you don't have much, even if it's hard to do anything. This contentment does not mean you have to be happy about the difficulties in your life, but it does mean you can be happy in spite of them. It's a hard thing to face limitation and suffering with a smile on your face, but Paul knew the secret that makes it work, and he tells us in verse 13, "Christ gives me the strength to face anything." With God's strength, we can find peace and even happiness in the middle of difficult circumstances. Looking back, what I find even more interesting is that this contentment opens the door to so much more. It frees you to have a conversation with God that doesn't consist of begging to be freed from circumstances. It frees you to enjoy the good things you have without being overwhelmed by the fear that they might be lost. Whatever tomorrow brings, you can be content there. It's not an easy thing, and I struggled with the idea of contentment through many years of illness. As I gradually became more content despite my own circumstances, I was more capable of looking outside myself and seeing that others were suffering too. I spent less time worrying about how I could help myself and more time trying to find out how God would want me to help them. I went looking for contentment and found that it led me to a life focused on sharing God's love. 15 years after my illness began, I moved to Auckland to work with Elevate. My health was still causing me difficulties, but it no longer mattered. I was at peace with the challenges of daily life, and I could keep my attention on the task God had set before me. In my time here, I have served in various roles, including being at the drop-in centre in Onehunga, the library there, and with the committee for CFFD Auckland. If you feel stuck in your circumstances, maybe the solution is as simple as asking God to help you be more content with what you cannot change. Then you will have more opportunity to look outward and see what else is going on. God has plans for all of us. His plans for my life continue. I have seen considerable improvement in my health this past year and am now beginning training to become a pastor through Carey Baptist College in Auckland.